Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, and welcome back to Spartan Discipline Daily. Now, let's talk about something we all do, make bad choices. I mean, who hasn't impulsively ordered takeout after promising themselves a healthy meal? Or scrolled through social media for hours when they had a pile of work waiting? But here's the kicker. There's actual science behind why we sometimes fall prey to these tempting, but ultimately not so great decisions. And once you understand those brainwiring quirks, you can start taking control and making smarter choices, even when that cookie jar is calling your name. Buckle up, because today we're diving deep into the fascinating world of decision-making and uncovering the secrets behind those what-was-I-thinking moments. First things first, our brains aren't always playing fair. We have these two main systems at play, the logical, rational part that makes calculated decisions and the emotional, impulsive side that craves instant gratification. Ever felt like you're making a perfectly sensible choice, but then your heart just screams, "Pizza!" That's your emotions hijacking the process. Second, our brains love shortcuts. They're wired for efficiency, so they rely on heuristics, mental rules of thumb, to make quick decisions. But sometimes these shortcuts can lead us astray, like when we assume something is true based on a single experience or stereotype. Think about it. You see one bad apple in a bunch, and suddenly you're wary of the whole basket? That's your brain using a heuristic, even if there are plenty of perfectly good apples left. Third, our brains prioritize immediate rewards over long-term consequences. We crave that dopamine hit, that feeling of pleasure now, even if it means we might regret it later. It's why that extra slice of cake feels so good in the moment, but leaves us with a stomach ache and guilt later. Let me tell you, I've been there countless times. Sometimes, though, understanding this helps me make a conscious choice to resist the immediate urge for the long-term benefit. It's like that feeling when you finally finish that challenging workout. Your body aches, but you know you're building something stronger and healthier. Fourth, our environment plays a huge role in shaping our choices. Surround yourself with healthy options and supportive people, and your chances of making good decisions skyrocket. But put yourself in an environment filled with temptations and negativity, and those bad choices suddenly seem a lot more tempting. Ever been to a party where everyone's having fun, including you, but then someone starts pushing unhealthy choices? It's like the energy shifts. You become more susceptible to their influence because your environment has changed. Fifth, we're all human, and sometimes we just plain mess up. Don't beat yourself up over a bad decision. Learn from it, acknowledge it, and move on. Dwelling on past mistakes only keeps you stuck. The key is to keep practicing, keep learning, and keep striving for those better choices day after day. Let me give you a quick example. Imagine you're trying to eat healthier. You know you should choose the salad over the burger, but that juicy burger is calling your name. Here's where understanding the science comes in. First, recognize that your emotions are playing a role, that craving for that burger feels good right now. Remind yourself of the long-term benefits of choosing the healthier option, feeling energized, having more stamina, and looking great. And remember, you're not alone. We all struggle with these decisions sometimes. Just keep practicing and making those healthy choices more often. So there you have it, the science behind why we sometimes make bad choices. But don't worry, understanding how your brain works is the first step towards taking control and making smarter decisions. It's like getting a cheat code for life. Remember, you are capable of incredible things. Just keep learning, keep growing, and never stop striving to be your best self. Now, go out there and make some great choices. Your future self will thank you. And don't forget to share this episode with someone who could benefit from these insights. Remember, sharing knowledge is empowering. Until next time, stay disciplined, stay motivated, and keep pushing those boundaries. I'll catch you in the next episode.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.